Fridays are best.
TGI Goss Day.
We are talking about karma, modeling in magazines, and being gay on TV.
Plus, bearded queens in the DMs, Miley on the sex playlist, and why did they do Mother Monster like that with the wax?
Are you a widow pill or are you a big pill?
Have you ever teamed up with Madonna to surprise your podcast co-hosts? Of course.
That's hot goss.
Are you ready to goss it up with me?
You know I am.
Get the dolphin! Unplug his hole! Hear out at.
M.
Oh.
M. Mom!
Oh, yeah. Is it local?
Yeah. Local free range. Welcome back for another steaming,
piping, scalding
serving of this is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, take a deep dive into DMs. Let's get into some
hot goss. The goss is hot this week with Madonna surprising Bob with Monet on stage. This is such a, like, oh, going to visit your friend at work.
Aww, I love this.
I love this.
Yes.
Monet in the human unit.
Monet recently appeared on stage in the Madonna concert cameo, but it was a total surprise to Bob. Monet, quote, Bob had no idea. I was originally supposed to do the Houston dates. They wanted me to do both stops, but it didn't work out with my schedule. When they reached out to my managers about Tampa, I was like, yeah, that would work out, but only if they don't tell Bob. So no one told him, and even Madonna was in on it. Apparently in rehearsal, she was like, no one asked Bob about the Vogue guests. So they had to sneak around the venue. And then at the point where they get to the runway, Bob kind of can see from the side who the guest is. So I even crouched down super low to make it a real surprise when I walked on stage. And it was really lovely. Honestly, doing this show was obviously great, but surprising Bob was the best part of the night for sure. He was so gagged. Aww.
I love that.
I love that.
My friends used to visit me at work too, but it was they would just wait from the car. I was on the corner.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. When you were on Hooker Makeover with Morgan and Michael. Do you remember that show?
Uh-huh. Corner of Cherokee, baby.
Is that still on WoW Presents Plus?
God, I hope not. But it's so good.
Can we do reviews of it?
We should. We really
should. It's probably way too problematic.
Yeah, but so am I. It's fine. You can just laugh.
I looked at the camera like we're doing a video episode. We're not.
I just looked at it once you said it, too, and then I forgot. And I realized that nobody wants to see this right now.
No video. Shit. Not today. This is audio only.
Mm-mm. But you know what was visual this weekend? Willow Pill's tour. I saw it at the Regent Theater. Home of
She looks hot.
She was great. Gyrating.
The show was good. Pelvic gyrations.
It was great. It kind of was like a great, like if you had no idea who she was and you saw this, you'd be like, oh, I get this. She's like,
yeah.
Her mind is brilliant. Her show was slick. It wasn't too long. Mm-hmm. She had an intermission, but like she made a joke about it. It was funny. She looked fucking great. Her visuals were everything was like she would surprise you and be like, "Oh, you just went dark, bitch." Like her damage tastes good. I love it. It would turn into a great show because she's like dark and she's not afraid to go there. And
damage tastes good. Is that what you said? Is that a quote from something?
No, but I say it about everybody. And the more fucked up someone is, sometimes the better in bed.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, she looks great in this picture. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the show, but I would love to.
Speaking of pictures, this A Book Of, this blonde hair with the little pullback at the root, is that like a plain Jane wig? Like her fan wig?
Did
you paint yourself? You look good.
No, I did not paint myself. This was a shoot for a magazine called A Book Of. And basically they grab an artist and they do an interview and then they do a whole photo shoot.
Love that.
And It was very, I have never seen lights like this. It was
a big, giant 12-foot one.
Taller than me, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Scott Barnes is one of those. They're great. They make them
cool.
In Germany.
I felt so fashion.
Mm. You look fashion. You have a face for fashion.
Girl, they had these stylists who had all these clothes, and I was like, this is fucking amazing.
Did anything fit?
Well, don't turn around. No, a lot of it fit.
This little clamshell purse is real, real cute. I would have stolen that.
Really cute. The clothes were fucking amazing. Aurora Sexton did my face and my hair. And it was really fun to just, I don't know, to just wear exquisite things. Like, this leather dress is fucking amazing. Like, every piece that I was wearing, you could just feel the sort of work that went into it.
Yeah, the face spike thing looks great.
That fucking face spike thing? Girl, I should have stolen it. I should have tried.
Yeah, and that's the longest hair I've ever seen you in. What is that, 72 inches?
40 inches. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's one of those super
long
wigs.
It's longer than 40.
It's one of those super long wigs.
I love it.
Have you seen the back view? I can't remember where it is. Someone posted it somewhere.
No. How much to look at that?
It looks like Cousin It when you see it from the back. It's just like a whole person covered in hair.
As soon as you move.
But you can get a physical copy of this, I believe. I think the link is, you know, somewhere in my social media. A book of. They do fucking cool shit. It was such a pleasure working with them.
You know who I have a book of?
RuPaul's book?
Mm-hmm, the House of Hidden Meetings. Meaning, yeah. The House of
what
Hidden Mandatory Meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a part where RuPaul she has her first boy crush.
Boy crust.
Said,
you got some boy crust in that eye, girl. You just scraped that out.
Years later, I understood that Lamar waiting for me on my front porch was the upside down of my father leaving me there waiting. That front porch represented a portal to love. My father was blocked. He had a canned, easy charm, but it was never sincere. Daddy. In fact, it was so plastic that it would never even occur to him that I might be waiting for him at all. His thoughtlessness was the opposite of Lamar thinking of me enough to stop by. That waiting melted me. It moved me beyond my imagination. Immediately, I fell in love. But then there's a nice part about his mom where... Sometime after my parents split, my father's sister, B, came over to the house. My mother had just gotten home and was hanging up her coat when B knocked on the door. B wanted to discuss something related to my parents' separation, and my mother wasn't having it. What the fuck are you doing on my motherfucking porch, she yelled. Who the fuck do you think you are? Mean Miss Ernestine Charles. Coming up to my house talking to me about my kids. You know what, bitch? Get the fuck. She swiped the hanger at B like a knife, slashing open her nose. Blood ran everywhere.
Oh
B had to get
God.
18 stitches, but she didn't press charges. If my mother's intention had been to teach B not to fuck with her, it worked.
Damn. Miss Mean Ernestine.
I definitely...
You see some similarities, don't you?
I do. And... I've been a portal for love on several porches, including Gina's porch once in Fire Island, because you don't want to bring.
Where did you fuck on the porch?
In the shower, duh. Huh. In the back.
Just remember, you are joining a long legacy of queens who have fucked in that shower. Remember that.
That porch is very exposed.
And.
But it's Fire Island. It's very like, you can kind of. Oh, it's like not.
I just tell people I'm Thorgy.
Hi, my name is Derek. Yes, D-E-R-R-I.
Hi, my name is Natsonesha. We want to talk to you about a lovely little ditty called We Fucked Up by Alyssa Barron.
Now, Alyssa Barron...
She's your friend, right?
She worked on Drag the Musical. Oh. She was backstage with me, changing me in and out of all my clothes and helping out backstage and helping with the show. So she was like... I would never ask, but a song. So I was like, sure, let's put it on the Rainbow Spotlight. So why don't we take a quick listen and we'll be right back.
I don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. These hazy days keep chasing me. I can't go on if our love is truly gone. And I had is just a memory. I thought what we had was real, but now time has taught me so. Wear these streaks of my makeup like lines of oil paint. Ah, if what we had was really love, God, we sure fucked up.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And
oh,
the
yes.
food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code drag50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code drag50 at factormeals.com/drag50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. We are back, and there is promotions already going for Joker 2, Folie à Deux, or Doe, a deer. How do you say that? Folie à Deux? Folie à Deux? Folie à Deux?
I literally have no idea how to say it, and my mother is in the movie, and I should probably learn French.
Folie à Deux.
Sure.
Folie à Deux.
Folie à Deux.
Folie à Deux. Why'd I have to say it like that?
Folie à Deux, bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about her wax figure, because it's
what
a dud.
Is this wax figure?
It's a dud. That's what it is.
Where is this?
It looks like it's somewhere in an English-speaking country by the signage.
Ripley's.
Ripley's, probably on Hollywood Boulevard, the one down the street from my office.
A wig does a lot of the work, and I can tell you that this wig is, I mean, I can just sort of see the Amazon wig that it was made from.
Yeah, it's not good. It's, Did fucking Roz bring us fucking ghosts?
We got bats in the recording studio.
Bats in the
ghost
cave.
Pussy. And the
ghost
hand.
Pussy.
The hand with the pinky up. Is she having tea, bitch? She looks sick. She looks ill. This does not look good.
This is not a proper wax figure where they molded Lady Gaga's face. It doesn't really resemble Lady Gaga.
I don't see
it. Looks like a nice young woman.
Speaking of nice young women, do you have any feelings on JoJo Siwa? She is 20. She is a generation after us.
So she is breaking into music. Has she had music before?
She's done musical things and has had music.
And big tours and stuff, but it all was very kids bop.
So this is her entrance into adulthood.
She's a bad, bad girl. That's so what she says, like, in the song.
I'm going to be Kiss. I'm going to, like, wear extreme makeup and spikes. Yeah. And we watched a little bit of the video. The song is very catchy.
Song is catchy.
Video's beautiful to look at.
She's giving me Meghan Trainor goes to Hot Topic.
And makes out with girls.
Yeah.
Total. Good for her. Or good for them.
See, right? Remember what Whitney Houston said?
Her?
Whitney Thanks. Said,
"Better to ask."
Whitney said, "You don't." It is. Whitney said, "You you don't see her putting on clown costumes and a bunch of."
Whitney's like, no, I put on a nice dress. I wear some flair and some flash, but you don't have to wear a Halloween costume.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Is that how you feel about
that clip?
JoJo's iHeartRadio look?
That's how I feel about her look. I thought the beach didn't look like a real beach. Indeed,
it's not.
Well, at least do her right and get her like a beach location, because this green screen video is not doing her any favors. It looks cheap.
I don't think the video looks cheap. I think it looks like it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I thought it looked like it cost $15,000, including crafty.
I disagree.
Because it was a green screen with some sand, and then they had some water. The location was probably the most expensive thing that day. It certainly wasn't the makeup. It looks like she did this herself with her friend's feet.
My God.
Like, who styled this?
Well, I think the pieces are exquisite. And I think the song is catchy. And you know what?
I do like the song.
JoJo has gotten people talking, which is really the hardest thing, because sometimes people put out a song and you never even hear about it, or you never hear it or see anything about it. Voila, we're talking. It worked.
I just realized I'm an old 41-year-old being like, I don't like what she's wearing.
The video also stars Alexis War.
Who the fuck is that?
The winner of So You Think You Can Dance's 17th season, on which Siwa was a judge.
Well,
there's no actual making out in the video.
Oh, it's just suggestive.
Lingering.
It's just close.
Oh. Close. Yeah, I bet she's a judge. Thanks, Zach Gavel.
Judge.
That's a fun mix of controversy, shocking images.
And lesbians.
And a good old catchy song. Yeah. That's how you do it.
Yeah, have you seen the Jared Carmichael reality show on HBO Max?
No, but I saw a commercial for it.
He had a great stand-up special called Rothaniel.
Rothaniel.
Yeah, it was a whole thing leading up to like his middle name.
Mm-hmm.
He's really funny. He had a sitcom years ago, and this is all about his journey through adulthood. He confesses his love to his friend. Tyler, the Creator, and they're like best buddies. And then he's like, I'm in love with you. And Tyler, the Creator's like, that's my food. And he's getting food and like ducking and dodging the subject. And then Jared admits that like he knows it's going to be weird admitting his love to his best friend, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Then he's like, but then I moved to New York, so it's fine now. I don't see him as much. And I was like, oh, okay. But it's tracking his career.
Gay adolescence?
Yeah.
That's what this note says on here.
Well, if you've been gay your whole life and out and you watch this, you're like, yeah, we all told our middle school or high school straight friend that we were in love with them. And like, we all struggled with talking to our parents about it. And he's like in his mid-30s going through it. So it is interesting to like, and he even says it. He's like, I'm trying to fuck everything because I've been in the closet for years and years and years.
There you go.
I've been fucked in closets.
And in showers.
Hottie in closet.
She wasn't there. I think she was later in the day.
Jared Carmichael reality show.
Gerard.
Carmichael reality show on Max. That looks good. I kind of want to watch it.
On the pilot episode, he's messaging guys on Grindr to come with him to the Emmys, where he wins an Emmy.
He tried to take Tyler, and Tyler said no.
Yes.
But he replied like, oh, that's lit. I'm filming that day, though.
Did he find someone on Grindr to take to the Emmys?
I think he took his friend. But a lot of the guys on Grindr literally showed up to the hotel, signed a release to be on camera, and they like meet him for the first time in the documentary.
God, I hope he got some dick.
And then he sucks toes right in the documentary. It's great. Very intriguing to watch. Hmm. Which foot would you give him?
The right.
Slew foot.
And the slut foot.
The plow body.
I will be checking this out for sure. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? And we will be right back. Thank you.
time where, no, it's not. It's the time before the special time we go in the cave. Well, this is the part where we get political.
It's still a special time.
It's special. I just feel like this is more of a responsibility than a pleasure.
Well, I believe singing the theme song of this portion is a responsibility.
Well, that will
to
bring
our listeners.
Delight and squeals to many an ear.
I think a lot of people fast forward to the singing part. They skip the whole episode.
I get that.
Just for us to hear this singing. Just, I've been drinking throat coat tea all morning.
And my throat is also coated.
You've been steaming.
Steaming with your and steeping.
With your, what's it called, nebulizer? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't you use the nebulizer when we lived in the house and did Rocky Horror?
No. Never
did you steam?
One. No, I would sit in a bathroom and like turn the shower on if I ever felt like I needed to knock something loose. Mm. That makes sense.
Let loose.
Are you a nebulizer?
No, but I've always wanted to try one.
Everybody
I think
in Titanic used it. Or Titanic. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, no. I could do that with my butt.
A lot of the girls in Drag the Musical use them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Vocalists.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Courtney Act.
This is the moment. Oh, wait. Courtney uses
Courtney's got one, and she's got one to put her nose upside down, do the...
The neti pot?
Her. She's got one of those.
Oh, God.
I don't understand it. I was like, you're going to drown yourself, bitch. Plus, you're upside down already because you're in Australia.
That shit runs some water up through your fucking head.
Out the P-bone, through the elbow. Bye. Don't trust it. No.
Well, let's get into it. This is the moment where we say,
let's
get
political.
Literally, we share one brain. Like, I'm going off of your note, you're going off of my note, and so we end up in some middle zone that needs not ever be sung.
No.
Let's get political. Political. I wanna get political. Let me see your poli sci.
Sci Coleman, the life.
We kept the reverb on. Yeah. Okay. What do you want to read the first part of it? No, I'll read the first part of this. Okay. World Central Kitchen. Aid workers have been killed. It's been over 190 days since the war in Gaza started. The Palestinian people are under attack. The U.S. is funding Israel's army. There's a man-made famine that will have disastrous and fatal consequences on a lot of people. The situation is deeply fucked. And last week, aid workers from the World Central Kitchen were directly targeted.
On April 1st, Israel killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. An Israel Defense Forces drone fired 3 missiles on their convoy through the car's roofs, which were clearly marked. These aid workers weren't the first to die in this war. According to the aid worker security database, at least 203 aid workers have been killed since the beginning of the conflict. These 7 workers, however, were employed by World Central Kitchen, a food relief nonprofit founded by Spanish celebrity chef Jose Andreas. Their deaths, unlike those of other aid workers and many of the tens of thousands of Palestinians killed since October 7th, have become international news and received not only thoughts and prayers, but condemnation. Jose Andreas, he's that... Your brother worked for him, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. It's just so, like, I mean, it's like war in general is a really brutal concept. But when you're seeing things like this, it's like, this is like another level of inhumane, intentionally so. That's just really disturbing, discouraging.
Yeah. Like, you know, if Eurovision's like, you can't come this year, you are not welcome at the world party right now. Like,
oh, no.
Most of the world disagrees with what's happening right now, but the rich people with money in America are doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening, basically. And they're funding everything that's happening over there.
That's, yeah.
It's also just mind-boggling to me. The cars are labeled aid workers. They're driving in a convoy. They alerted everyone. We're sending people in with food to cook for people and targeted with drone attack. Like, a moving car. Like, that's not a mistake. That's aim, right. Ready, aim, fire.
Yeah.
It's specific.
Yeah. Why would someone want to do that? Are they really just trying? Never mind. I know why. They're trying to... cause a food famine and starve out people and clear that land so they can take it.
Yeah.
This is a
genocide.
This is something that is ongoing. I think the talking about it is important. I think that letting people know that this is still going on after how long, 190 days, this really brutal, really inhumane, I don't even want to call it a war, because a war would be like sort of a fair fight.
Yeah.
This is just an attack and an onslaught, and it's really fucked up. So the more we keep talking about it, that is the way of hopefully getting change from our country's leaders. April 12th, the day this airs, is National Day of Silence. National Day of Silence in April each year is a student-led movement to protest bullying and harassment of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender students and those who support them. The Day of Silence brings awareness and illustrates to the schools and the colleges how intimidation, name-calling, and general bullying have a silencing effect. Participating students take a day-long vow of silence.
Bullying and harassment come in several forms. Whether it comes in a physical or verbal form, both are harmful and leave lasting damage. Bullies also harass by damaging property, manipulation, or intimidation. No matter the form, the effects on the individual and surrounding community can be destructive. Look at that that case in Oklahoma. I think his name was Nix, maybe, N-I-X, Benedict.
Nix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, appalling.
Yeah.
The school, like, knew about this bullying. It was happening. They didn't call the cops to deal with it when the guy was attacked. And now he's dead. And they won't, there's no hate crime charges. Like, it's clear they hated. They were hating on him as they beat him to death.
So many times, cases of bullying, especially in the case of like LGBTQ kids, is mishandled by schools. I think they're undereducated in how to deal with this. Often, the blame gets put onto the LGBTQ student.
I literally had, my whole school had blue lockers. I had fags painted on my locker in silver spray paint.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't get taken off the whole day.
Yeah,
I knew that if it was still there the next day, I was not going to be okay with it. So I brought my own spray paint to school. And when it was still there, I spray painted my locker, the whole thing silver. I got in trouble.
Right.
I got in trouble. And this was eighth grade. I was the troublemaker for spray painting my own locker.
Right.
Which I agree. I wasn't supposed to have paint in school. But like, you left that there overnight.
Yeah.
And you knew it was there because everybody knew it was there. Like, there was a crowd waiting for me when I got to school.
Yeah.
It was like, sorry, I'm the only gay kid. Like, I get it. I'm going to have a great life one day, and you're going to hate me for it.
Yeah. So, National Day of Silence, we appreciate everyone who's out there, because you can still be silent and still be listening to this podcast. We appreciate all of you for participating, and we celebrate you standing up against bullying.
Yeah, let them know.
Let them know. Why don't we go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back. This is the moment.
This is the moment.
Wait, there's another musical that has This Is the Moment in it. Is
this
it Les
Mis? The moment.
Is it Les Mis?
I don't know.
There is another
Jekyll
musical. Please let us know.
This is the moment.
Oh, it's from Jekyll and Hyde?
Yeah.
Can you play that?
Bob Cuccioli.
What'd you call me?
His name is Robert Cuccioli, I think. The guy that played Jekyll and Hyde.
This is the moment.
My final test.
Oh my God.
This is the moment. This is the day.
This is not what we are singing.
This is the moment.
What were you singing?
We're singing from Aida. This is the moment.
Well, that I when have. The girl. This is
the moment. Thank you.
But I was just saying, there's another musical
I'm sure there's
song
several
I heard
many.
over the last couple of days.
Oh. Was it Drag the Musical? Because that was the moment.
No, well, that is the moment.
Currently the moment.
She is the moment.
Huh.
No, it was. We were listening to musical theater a lot over the last couple of days. And I heard that and I was like, what? Mm. The doors we've opened. This is the moment. This is the moment.
This is the moment.
This is the time.
Wait, what about this one? Like
this, a moment like this.
A moment
that's
like
different.
This.
Didn't you do a parody of that?
We did, you stupid bitch. Lace front like this. Damn.
Yep.
You were there.
Only downhill from here, honey. The dementiana is deep.
Oh,
TikTok on the clock.
Does Nebraska know your wishes?
Mama. This is the moment.
This is.
A lace front like this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where we go spelunking,
unky,
deep inside the DM.
Oh, that duck has a foot.
Duck foot. Duck footed bitch.
This message comes from Tyler.
Put your shoes on, you duck footed bitch. Keep your shoes on, you duck footed bitch. From Tyler. Good morning, Dolls Divas, distinguished guests and Dipper.
Distinguished guests.
Long time, first time, and as a result, certain race chaserisms entered my vocabulary. Nooch, she broke the dawn, the shoes are ugly, are all in my rotation. Recently, I referenced the Scoochie dress in conversation with Mixed Company, and while everyone immediately knew what I meant, no one had heard of the term. I wanted to know where you first heard the term, or if this is one you coined. Attached are my photos for priority boarding. Thanks, Tyler. Ass and dick all over the place.
Wait, but we got to see what's on the table. Okay, so he's got a box of tissues, a long-handled lighter for his extensive camera candle collection. I see some Maison de la Croix candles.
I do. Is that a Maison de la
Croix? I'm pretty sure it is. A reusable water bottle, some headphones, and some... I don't see any dust bunnies under the couch.
No.
But he... Oh, I do see... Is that a wet spot? Oh, there's a wear spot, not a wet spot.
I see this wooden parquet floor with a gray throw area rug.
I see some wood, too, but it's in his hand.
And then the ass is
Almighty.
In gray briefs, which I love.
Matches the couch in that wear spot.
Yes.
He loves gray carpet, gray couch, gray undies.
The thigh must be just... The circumference is just gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
The equatorial distance around that thigh meat is distinct.
Yeah.
The dick is also a trunk.
It is not truncated. It's just a trunk. It's uh-huh. trunk-like.
Uh-huh. It could double as a meatloaf that could feed a family of three.
Sure.
At least.
Girthed.
Veined.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I see... Outline of Jesus Christ on it, like burnt toast.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The veins. You see that
I
in the middle?
Burnt toast.
So, what does Tyler want to know? Sorry.
About the out. Word Scoochie. Did you make it up?
It's something my like mom and her sisters would say. Like,
really?
They'd be like, Scooch out of the way.
Oh.
And then also, like, dresses that were too short were like, ooh, it scooches up. So, Scoochie. It's Scoochie.
I remember you first talked about it because it was like, If you're hooking, you can scooch it down to show your tits and scooch it up to show your pussy without
scooch.
Ever having to take it off.
Yeah, that's what the girls in Singapore taught me.
Oh, okay.
But it definitely has a couple meanings there, but similar to attire-wise, what Tyler is asking about, it's definitely similar to like a chicken bucket dress where you have a lot of thigh and a lot of breast out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the access
is important.
The access is important. Yeah. Like it's got to be accessible.
Yeah.
I first heard it said by your castmate on season 4, Dita Ritz, which I'm sure.
Real Scoochie. She would always say Scoochie.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Do you think they're saying it right here on the internet? Listen up.
I just put my ear to the mic. I'm such an idiot. Oh, wow.
What does it say?
Scooch.
Scooch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's correct.
Scooch, 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 scooch right out of that dress. Scoochy, scoochy.
Why don't you read the next letter?
From Nicholas. Salutations, sumptuous divas, and dip dude deluxe. My friend and I do a home viewing of the insert current Drag Race franchise here and get into discussions.
How old is this letter?
And get into discussions, dissections, and disseminations about the show on and off camera. This one question that comes up often is, how long are the queens on the runway after Rue says, let the music play? The remaining queens prance up to the end of the runway and do a little dancey dance while some congratulate the winner and others hold promotional materials. The current season of Flagship has them dancing to a little bit of love while some of the current franchises have to the moon. No matter the song, we do see the judges and the queens lip-syncing parts of the lyrics during this end of episode scene. It's a good way to end the episode on an energetically high note of celebration, but I'm curious if you were able to pull the curtain back and let a girl know what's it like in real life. Do they play the whole song? Does it feel celebratory? If someone is plucked, do they need to reset the scene for production? How long are the queens on the runway after Rue says, let the music play? Thank you for your insider behind the curtain info you may possess and provide. Your podcasts are part of my daily morning routine to which I look forward. Much love, success, and sex. Nicholas in Chicago. They play the whole song, and you dance to it each time, and then...
It's not like the whole song.
No, we got the whole song.
Well, yeah, but you leave before the end of the song.
Well, typically. You know, as it's wrapping up, you leave. But like,
Does someone signal us to leave? I don't remember.
I don't remember, but I know we had the whole song, because I was like, we really have to dance around to this after standing around for 12 hours. Like, you have it from the week before, but it's the close. But sometimes I just wouldn't dance. I would just... arms. Like, you don't want to be into it, but they're still there watching, and you're just like, oh, okay, I have to like act like I'm doing something. But some girls would do entirely too much. And you're like, calm down. This is B-roll. They're barely going to show it. Who are you trying to impress? Michelle doesn't give a fuck.
Well, I always enjoyed the moment because it's another day where you're like, oh my God, I get to do another episode. Like, I get to stay. So I was always like so thrilled by that point.
For me, it was unpaid overtime.
Well, okay.
That was,
okay, that's fair. I always, like, wave to the judges on the panel, like, hey, yes, woo, it was fun. This was before they gave out the little signs that you hold up that say vote.
Yeah.
I was before all that, but I think they just play it and you do it and then you leave. I don't think there's any editing. I think by the end of that, RuPaul is ready to get out of drag. So I think it's just as quick and easy as they can get it.
She wouldn't stay to watch us dance. Oh. I feel like people would exit. They got their shots and then they would.
Tonight I'm gonna dance for you. Whoa, whoa. This comes from LaShawn.
I'm doing it.
Odie, Odie, greetings in Surinamese, A, W, and B, D. On the latest Race Chaser, the makeover episode, Willem argued that it would be hard to turn one of the dancers into a pretty queen while maintaining their facial hair. I don't disagree that it takes a little more effort, emphasis on little. I mean, if you can paint, you can paint. I am a queen who does not shave off her facial hair. Find it silly when people remark on that fact and say things like, oh, you really like to gender bend? Oh, bitch, that's what's standing out to you most as me not following the gender rules? Queens paint on optical illusions to feminize their faces, wear breastplates, hip pads, tuck their genitals. Some even go so far as having cosmetic surgeries to specifically look a certain way in drag. And then that is considered classic conservative drag, and a mustache is so crazy. Okay, lazy Susan. Anyway, I just wanted to take the opportunity to send in mi cara and end the discussion on that. There were no pretty bearded queens. Mwah, love you. Also, Layla McQueen fucking slays. At love.lashawn, LASHAAAWN. She's a AAA girl.
I think she looks really pretty here. And I think she'd look even more classically beautiful without the facial hair. Well,
so you're doubling down.
Yeah. And she's pretty.
She is pretty.
Two things can be true.
She is pretty. And we...
Like, look at me now. Imagine this on a smooth canvas instead of all over all this stubble.
Yeah.
it would be, it might have a more appealing tooth and taste to it, I feel like.
I think it's an important distinction, though. You say she would look more beautiful. That's your opinion.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is no sort of objective or classical idea of beauty.
No.
Who's classical? What's classical?
17 Magazine, Cosmopolitan, those type of like American idealized standards of beauty. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
She might be... She might love how she looks, too. And that's
I think
the important
she does.
Part. And you know what? Saves on razors.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. Now, I always find it difficult to get makeup out of facial hair. You're going to have such a hard time getting this out.
Will I?
Yes, because the hair holds on to it. It's also more difficult to get inside the little...
Or...
Yeah, because if you get hair in the, or makeup in there, it's hard to get it out because it's in there.
I've never had problems getting it out once it's in there. I just soak my face like hot towel, open up my pores, and then I scrub. I've been green, I've been blue, I've been yellow, I've been other colors.
All with stubble?
No. Okay. You're probably right, and I'll probably have to shave.
I think it'll be great.
I actually have this wig, and I wore it on the AAA Girls tour. This
Which
pink,
one? The this, pink curly bouncy?
In the in the Wigs by Vanity color wheel, it would be called Hooker Barbie.
Oh.
It fun. Was a slight root to a 613 to a pink at the bottom. And I wore it to the Dallas show of the AAA Girls tour in October 17th, 2017.
What the fuck do you know that?
I remember our tour dates.
So crazy to me. You better work.
She looks cute. I love this whole outfit.
Yes, she looks beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Love LaShawn.
Yeah, thank you for writing in. Thank you for listening to our podcast. You're so pretty. And I'm a horrible person.
Yes.
Expect more things to say soon.
This message comes from Elle. Hi, Divas and Dip. Long time, second time. I've been with my husband for 5 years. We met when we... Wait, do you want to read this? Did I read
I've been
the
with my husband
one?
For 5 years.
You
and
read
when
this
we were
faster.
When we were quite young and
I'm
have been...
eat one of these gummies.
I've been with my husband for 5 years. We met... It's
Trader Joe's jellies.
We met when we were quite young and have been exclusive. However, we've recently started exploring having threesomes with other guys. Met a guy from Grindr for coffee. He was cringe, talking about his ex his whole time, but still hot, so we invited him over one night. We started hooking up, and he asked us to put on some music. When I asked for his preference, he suggested Miley Cyrus. So I played a Best of Miley playlist. As we were hooking up, this faggot started singing along to Miley, and it was fucking weird.
Yes!
I tried shoving my dick in his mouth as much as possible to keep him quiet, but I couldn't keep it going forever. It made the whole thing quite awkward, and I could never listen to Party in the USA. And I could never listen to Party in the USA without remembering this guy singing his heart out while we were fucking. I'm writing to ask you if this is commonplace. We've been out of the game for so long. Maybe it's a cool thing to perform an entire discography of your favorite diva while hooking up, and me and my husband are the lame ones. The moral of the story is this. If you think someone is cringe and tacky, don't fuck them even once. Love, L.
That's good advice.
Okay, I was fucking a guy last week, and he thought I was going to get poppers out of my pocket, and I was going to turn on my phone for a playlist. Because I was like, I don't need to listen to like this car wash vacuum sound for 30 minutes. Like, let me put on some music.
Car wash vacuums. Oh. I see.
Yeah, because it's noisy. So I always have music, and I get a lot of compliments on my playlist because me and Anthony put it together, DJ Pasta Body.
Should we share it with the Patreon? Or is it proprietary?
Yeah, I would definitely. It's on Spotify on Anthony's playlist. DJ Pasta Body. It's a great... There's like Gal and Prince... I think I had to take Miley off of it.
Because you start singing along. You can't help it.
No, there was
I can buy myself flowers.
No, she had a song off of Dead Pets, I think, that I had on there. No, or was it Bossy? Is there something where she talks
Jay's
about being Bossy?
J's on my feet. J's on my feet. I'm in the club, high on perp, with my shades on.
She's got a lot of hits, but some of them would be hard to fuck to. You have a fuck playlist?
No, but this is so important.
Yeah, it does. It makes things way less awkward. And then you also know how long you've been sucking dick. Because, like, you don't want to do a bad job. You want a blowjob at the minimum should be no less than 10 minutes. It's called a job. It's not a blow fun. So okay. You should at least 10 minutes. 10 minutes is at least 3 songs.
Okay.
And then if you know you're doing more and going over and above, and then, like, normally I'm like 5 or 6 songs at least.
Okay.
So then I know that if someone doesn't want to give me any time with his mouth, I was like, oh, you can't even give me one song.
Yeah.
It's like I want to make sure I'm doing a good job. I want to make sure I'm not skimping out on the head. And I want to make sure that, like, they just don't, like, treat me like some cum dump that they don't have to put their mouth on.
Oh, okay.
Because why? I love myself.
Okay.
And what am I? Cum dump.
But that's why trusting Spotify is difficult, because if you put on just, like, you know, like this kind of radio, there could be a random song that comes on that completely takes you out of the moment.
Just get the playlist, because then, like, you know, you can have your favorite Prince song, Beyonce, Blow.
Curate it yourself.
Yeah, it's like,
yes.
Yeah, I think this is a great way to go. Look up DJ Pasta Body on Spotify.
There you go.
And it's the playlist that doesn't have a label. There's no title to it.
There's no label. We don't believe in labels. We have a live show announcement. We're thrilled to announce a special live show on May 12th in Los Angeles.
It's live.
Yes. It's Mother's Day, so spend a little time with your moms.
Yeah. Race Chaser presents
Do Tell Mom. The babysitter's alive and well. Not a movie screening.
At the El Rey Theater on historic Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles.
You know, we love to reference a lot of things. We love to reference this picture in particular. We speak in quotes, references constantly, so we want to share that knowledge with you at this very special live show.
Now, this will be an elegant Sunday evening affair full of entertainment and knowledge, humor, glamour, movie clips, and drag.
Yes, we'll be paying tribute to our favorite film, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
And we are right on trend, because there is a remake coming out this month too with Ms. Pat. Now, there were drag queens in the movie. This was the first drag queens I've ever seen on cinema.
Uh-huh.
So we expect you to come in drag if you'd like, on theme, Sue Ellen.
Yeah, wear your General Apparel West clothes and don't tell your mom.
Shh, or do. Tell everybody, actually.
Tickets have been available all week on our Mom Plus Gold, all for you divas. But now it's time for everyone to get access. So check out the link in the show notes or on our Race Chaser Pod Instagram or at Mom Podcasts on Instagram.
So May 12th at the El Rey in LA, join us for a very good time. Are you ready to discuss, dissect, and disseminate?
You girls look good.
Are you ready to dissect, discuss, and disseminate some iconic references, quotes, and picture-perfect moments that we just adore?
Get your tickets now. There are 3 different levels. General Apparel West admission.
Clown Dog VIP tickets.
And Petty Cash Ultra VIP tickets that's available as well.
Ooh, shave the date. Sunday, May 12th in LA.
Come be with your moms for Mother's Day.
Tickets. Get your tickets. Boleto.
We're in the bowels of the fashion industry.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Hot Goss.
Thank you.
Hot what?
Hot water is what we'll be in after people hear your comments about bearded drag.
Oh, God.
A shout out to all of our Mom Plus Gold subscribers who are listening to this episode ad-free behind the Good Pussy paywall.
Oh, birthday boy chuckles over there. And to sign up for a Mom Plus and Mom Plus Gold, visit mompodcast.plus.
Follow us on Instagram as well, at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, at Mom Podcast.
Stay safe out there, everybody, especially you cum dumps.
We will be back next week with another
steaming pot and scalding
serving up
hot goss.
M.
Oh.
M. Mom. To get access to our monthly video episodes and tons of bonus content, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcasts.plus.
Hosted by Alaskan Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Alaska, Big Dipper, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
Who, me?